Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw sa inyo sa Les McIntosh po for SBS Filipino, and we are here in the Gold Coast, sa Surfer's Paradise on the lands of the Yagambe, Kambameri, and Banjalang peoples para sa Asia Pacific Screen Awards. Kasama natin si Antoinette Hadaunen, director ng Sunshine, isa sa mga nominado para sa Asia Pacific Screen Awards. Congratulations on your nominations and welcome to the Gold Coast.
Thank you. First time ko dito sa Australia.
About your film that's nominated for Best Youth Feature, Best Youth Film, and it centers on the story of this young woman who's aspiring to be an Olympian, isang gymnast po, no? Na may risk na magunaw ang kanyang pangarap based on a very crucial and mahalagang pangyayari. Perhaps you can talk more about that. I'll say no more. So tell us about Sunshine.
Okay, so Sunshine is tells a story about Sunshine. So that's our lead character played by Maris Racal. So she's a national team gymnast for the Philippines, and she's training for the Olympics. But weeks prior to the final training, she finds out that she's pregnant. So Sunshine is a film that chronicles her decision making from the time that she learned that she was pregnant up until she has to decide if she wants to be a mother or not.
Malaki ang kumbagay ganap ng atletismo dito sa drama ito. It's a psychological sports drama. Technically, I think that's what it's called. Did you choose right away that it was going to be gymnastics as the chosen discipline, or may pinagpilian ba? And, you know, can you tell us sort of like the creative process that you had to go through knowing that gymnastics is the appropriate discipline to help you tell the story?
Originally, ano siya dapat? Volleyball. So, women's volleyball is on the rise in the Philippines. So, parami ng parami yung mga fans ng Philippine women's volleyball. So, yun yung una kong napiling sport. But then, I decided against it kasi volleyball is a team sport. And kung umalis si Sunshine dun sa team, pwede may pumalit sa kanya and the team will still win. And so I decided na baka hindi masyadong bagay kung team sport. Then after volleyball, I also pondered on using ballet instead. Kasi yung ballet, it's a dance na makikita natin yung woman's body because of the tutu and yung movement, graceful movement. So may dance din. So makikita kapag lumalaki yung chan na huhubog sa katawan, ganon. So people think na yung ballet is only for the rich, is a dance na pangmayaman. Pero actually, based on my research, there are a lot of underprivileged kids, teenagers who pursue ballet through scholarships, through the help of private individuals. Pero later on, na-realize ko na mas okay sa akin na to go for gymnastics, kasi ballet is a dance na even after giving birth, you can still go back to doing ballet. Mm-hmm. As opposed to gymnastics, it's a solo sport. Of course, merong team events yung gymnastics. But for this particular one, it becomes I chose a solo event for Sunshine. At the same time, yung leotards ng isang gymnast, nakikita yung hubog ng katawan. So pag lumalaki yung tummy kapag pregnant, makikita. So it's part of the insecurity and the worry of Sunshine as the lead character. Aside from that, yung gymnastics, it's a sport na parang merong ticking time bomb. So they say na you can... The best age to be an Olympian, a gymnast, yung peak ng career ng isang gymnast would be early 20s. Syempre, different scenario yung kay Simone Biles na kahit pushing 30s na siya, almost 30 na siya, she's still a gymnast. Pero of course, she's a, like, OG siya, she's the GOAT, so hindi lahat ganon. So, kaya pinili ko yung gymnastics for this one. Nagkataon na it's also gymnastics, I made this film bago nanalo si Carlos Yuro ng gold sa Olympics. So, yung gymnastics, hindi siya talaga masyadong na-feature sa mainstream media eh. In film, there were a lot of features, mga documentaries, pero not in the level na it is highlighted in a feature film level na babae yung bida. So, gusto kong iangat yung sport na to and it will be the focus and the highlight as a milieu. Kasi it is a sport, it is an event na mahusay yung mga Pilipino. If only we can get enough support from the government, enough audience, enough support from the audience, from the government, enough Filipinos who want to pursue gymnastics, I'm sure masusundan yung goal natin ni Carlos Yulo. But at the same time, maraming mga challenges na pinagdadaanan ng mga gymnasts natin.
Nagit mo rin ano, yung heightened interest and sense of pride ng mga Pilipino following yung victory ni Carlos Yulo sa Paris Olympics quite recently. And this was done just around the same time that he was preparing for that or when that was happening. Ano. And I think it's a very brave very brave of you na gawin itong pelikulang ito in the current political climate that we have. You know, recently, syempre sa America, they overturned the women's constitutional rights for abortion, yung Roe versus Wade. Dito rin sa Queensland, ano, no, kailan lang nagkaroon kami ng state election, isang malaking usapin din ang kumbagay pagbawi nung actually bringing back the ban for abortion. Ban on abortion dito sa Queensland. I'm sure it remains a huge issue sa Pilipinas. So I'm talking about the timing, how brave you are in doing it right now. Syempre yung timing din in terms of yung victory ni Carlos Yulo. And in your film, it shows and it portrays yung mga balakid ng pagkababae sa ambisyon nila, no? So pinapakita ni Carlos Yulo, I mean, we wouldn't have that problem, really. You know? But, I'm very curious dun sa reaksyon na nakuha mo sa mga Pilipinong nakapanood nitong pelikulang ito. So, did you hear from anybody? Any strong reactions about it?
We had our world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival in September. So, we had 3 sold-out screenings. And ang ganda ng reaction ng mga nakanood. Most of them were Filipinos, but there were also non-Filipinos in the audience, and I was really deeply touched by their reactions. Kasi nga, bihira yung mapag-usapan yung ganitong issue sa mga Filipino films. Of course, in other countries, it's always talked about, but it's still a taboo topic in the Philippines. So, actually, the talk on abortion in the film and reproductive health issues, parang dalawa lang siya. Parte lang siya nung kabuuan ng pag-uusap dun sa ano. Essentially, it's really about how a girl grows up in the Philippine setting, in the Philippine society na nakakatakot para sa kanya ang mabuhay, let alone give life to another human being in this kind of an environment in the Philippines.
Yeah. I'm sure you understand, I mean, we all understand that kada kultura may iba tayong, iba-iba tayong pananaw sa kumbaga pag view yung perspective natin sa mga kung paano i-handle yung issues na that affects women, ano? Dun sa film mo, it also covered and highlighted the microculture dun sa Quiapo, no? At sa konteksto ng abortion, and you even have, of course, the iconic Quiapo Church in the background. Ano yung naging proseso to make sure na kumbagay akma o truthful o makatotohanan sa konteksto ng kultura nating Filipino yung translation ng subtitles, considering of course this is being viewed by international audiences?
For the subtitles, I get like a constant translator with my friend Frances May Ramos, and we made sure that the nuances of the culture, the nuances of the language used, the nuances of the overall milieu of the Philippine setting will be translated perfectly sa language na kung saan siya pinapalabas. Kasi, ayun, as we know, in translating, it's not directly translating it, but using, contextualizing the words and the contextualizing the situation. Papunta dun sa kung ano yung tamang meaning niya sa language na yun.
Thanks for that. And finally, para dun sa mga international audiences na kumbaga first time nilang ma-experience ang Filipino culture and this is the way for them to introduce themselves to our culture, if you were to say it in one word or one line, how would you like these people or these viewers to remember or understand what our culture is like or who we are?
I guess understand our culture. I would say Catholic because most of our decisions really stem from us being very religious. So Philippines is really predominantly Catholic. There, aside from abortion, there are other issues na may debate pa rin na in other countries and other nations, parang it's not a debate anymore. But it stems from being because we are predominantly Catholic. For example, divorce. The Philippines is the only remaining country in the world aside from Vatican City where divorce is still not legal. So yung ganong issue, dahil nag-uugat pa rin siya, dahil sa Catholic tayo, predominantly religious Catholic, so
faithful in
yes, yes, and so it not just in the big things, the macro things, but in the micro decisions that each Filipino makes. Even when you visit a house, there's always like an altar. We have the Last Supper in our dining area, so it's everywhere. How religious we are, and it reflects on how we consume and how we consume media, how we view life in general, and even in films. Yun.
Maraming salamat, Antoinette, and congratulations on your nominations
salamat.
Again.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.